Before Mike gets up here, I want to just give you kind of a common sense reference. Pretty soon, like in July, I'm going to be 70. This dam's going to be a little over 75 here pretty quick. And some of you in the room can attest that you have to have your oil changed and your knees replaced and your hip replaced and your neck surgery and all those things. This is no different. And we're going to show you some pictures here in a minute that we're trying to stay ahead, and we've got some good guys working it. But it's going to maintain that 75-year-old structure and carry it out in the future is going to cost some money. And so we just want to kind of give you a heads up on that. Mike.
If y'all recall back last July, I briefed the board on this particular subject. I stated that we're looking at performing some concrete work out in the future to extend the service life of our dams. As most of y'all know, our dams are the backbone of our infrastructure, and as Phil said, they're beginning to age. Back in July, I also stated that several other agencies across the state and across the nation are also doing the same. They're looking at their infrastructure. LCRA is one of those agencies, and several members of the staff went and looked at Buchanan Dam, and they're in the same process that we are right now. We're going to be looking at more Shepherd Dam first, doing part to its age, and then also the history. And I'll get into the history here in a slide in just a moment. Turn to the next slide. Briefly talk about my presentation from past July, just to bring everybody back up to speed, and then I'll conclude with a recommendation. As you know, Moore Shepherd Dam consists of several mass concrete elements. Those are your foundations, your downstream deck panels, upstream deck panels, the intake structure, the intake structure, etc., or corbels. The concrete elements typically have a service life of about 50 years or greater. Moore Shepherd Dam, as Phil said, it's been in operation and been in service for over 70 years. The engineers and the experts, the leading opinions today are that we can receive well beyond 100 years of service life as long as we perform proper maintenance of these facilities. And that's our goal. As we seek to extend the service life of Moore Shepherd Dam and all our infrastructure, or all our dam structures, we're going to be looking at developing a comprehensive concrete maintenance program that complements our existing programs that are in place. We have existing maintenance programs, monitoring and inspection programs. This slide is just illustrative of some of the other concrete elements associated with the dam. Go to the next slide. Some of you may recall back in the late 80s, there was some movement of the spillway noted at Moore Shepherd. The cause of that movement was determined and corrective action was taken to stabilize the structure. Also during that time, during the stabilization effort, we noticed several cracks and spalls. Corrective action was taken at that point as well, and those were repaired. Well, since that time, additional cracks and spalls have occurred, and if they're left alone, they can become an issue. They can grow and expand. And I think one of the points that I mentioned in the last meeting was that we've had outside engineers, our internal engineers, PERT consultants, leading experts in the field have been out on the dam, and they've looked at it, and at this point it's not a dam safety issue. So I just kind of wanted to remind everybody again, there are cracks and spalls, and you'll see some photographs where it looks pretty bad, but at this point it's not a dam safety issue. Go to the next slide. This slide is just illustrative of some of the advancements in concrete technology in comparison to when our dam structures were constructed. Obviously, Sterling Robertson Dam, which was built later, benefited most from increased technology in concrete. Go to the next slide. This slide is a deck panel with spalling of the rebar. And you can see the corrosion, it's got spalling and then corrosion of the rebar. And go to the next slide. This slide's illustrated of spalling on the downstream deck panel. This is actually inside the dam. And our next photograph, this is a picture of the corals. And I'll go to the next slide. It'll show you a photograph. There's a crack and spall in the red circle up there. And then I've also denoted the buttresses, the corals, and the upstream deck panels. We'll be looking at assessing those. Go to the next slide. And this is a closer view of that corbel and some of the concrete deterioration, cracking and spalling that's going on. And then it's kind of hard to see in this photograph, but the rebar probably has rust in it as well, or corrosion. Go to the next slide. There are several factors that can cause or cracks and spalls. Sometimes it's the initial construction techniques and applications that are used by the folks that are building the structures. You can have high chloride concentrations. Obviously, PK has high chloride concentrations. There are thermal fluctuations, just going back from hot to cold. The moisture content of the concrete when it was poured, and then also concrete in itself is permeable. There are some common forms of listed here are the internal concrete deterioration. Thankfully, most forms can be repaired and replaced. Highlighted the one here in red. If internal sulfate attack is denoted, and a lot of times you have to replace portions of that concrete element, and that can become very expensive, even to a point where you start looking at, you know, building a new dam structure at some point. The first indications are, and probably shouldn't say this, but I don't think we'll have this internal sulfate attack, so that's something positive to look forward to. So we'll see once the folks come out and do a proper assessment. We'll go to the next slide. Back in July was when we posted the RFP. We had two firms that responded, Fries & Nichols and Arcadis. We reviewed and evaluated both firms. Fries & Nichols' team that was proposed consisted of folks that are their leading experts, considered leading experts in their fields. I went in and did, so you just go into Google and type up concrete assessment, and a lot of the folks that are on their team, the sub-consultants, come up in the bibliographies as leading experts. And there's not a lot of folks across the nation that are skilled in the assessment of the concrete when it gets into the chemistry and stuff. But we've negotiated a scope and fee with Fries & Nichols, and as Mr. Ford said, it is somewhat expensive. At this juncture, we're estimating about $680,000 to $700,000 for that contract. Basically, what that will entail is they'll perform a comprehensive concrete investigation and evaluation, then they'll develop a remediation plan. Once that occurs, the final task will basically be a report with recommendations, and then we'll receive that report, then I'll come back to the board is what I anticipate doing, providing those recommendations to you, and then we'll see where we go from there. Go to the next slide. These tasks are contemplate moving forward with the design and construction. We wouldn't be authorizing any of this at this juncture. Go to the next slide. In the FY 2013 budget, there was a line item for $750,000 to perform this activity. Of course, if we move forward with actual construction and remediation, there'll be additional funds that will be necessary in subsequent fiscal years. Staff recommends for the board's consideration execution of a contract with Fries & Nichols for an amount not to exceed $750,000. That's the amount that's in the budget, the line item. As I said earlier, I think it's going to be about $680,000 to $700,000, but I haven't completely finalized that scope of work at this juncture. Talking to the folks, it's going to take about 9 months to complete this assessment. The assessment will entail going in, actually doing corings within the dam, reviewing the dam, the prior reports, concrete, or the cracks and spalls. And so I anticipate about 9 months we'll have a final report that I come back and brief the board on. And I'm welcome to try to answer any questions that you may have at this juncture. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure I understand what the service life extension, getting a life extension, is that like a warranty? Would such remove liability from us if they approve it for a certain number of months?
No, What that is us asking them to tell us how long they anticipate the structure to last, another 30, 40, 60, 100 years. And then based upon if you do nothing, you can expect 30 more years. If you institute these maintenance programs, you can get another 80, 90 years out of it. That's what that is.
Mike, is Fraser Nichols going to do this in-house, or will they be hiring outside engineers to help?
No, Fraser Nichols was doing a component of the work, but the experts that I was mentioning, there's four of them, those are sub-consultants, and so they'll be, those will be sub-consultants to Fraser Nichols.
Okay. What is the timing, in other words, is this something that needs to be done now? What triggered the desire to have the study done?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, we started looking at, Phil had kind of directed us to you know, look forward, and one of the things that I first noticed was, you know, you look at the state water plan and you look at all the funding that is required, I think Matt spoke of it earlier, for that, but yet, you know, we're trying to look inwardly too, and we've got a lot of things internally that are just getting old, and I realized that we needed to start looking at some of our dam structures, and we've also have it in our budget to begin to looking at things. We have, I guess, reminders that will pop up and say, hey, this is something that you need to go look at. I don't know if that's answering your question exactly. But I guess LCRA, I mentioned LCRA earlier, we went and visited Buchanan Dam. Buchanan Dam was built in 1938, same time as Moore Shepherd Dam was. When we walked up to Buchanan, it was like walking up to PK. It looked exactly the same. Those cracks and those falls, I mean, it was a mirror image. It was actually quite amazing. So, and everybody's going through this same process at this juncture. It's kind of everybody's, the infrastructure is finally starting to age to a point where you need to start maintaining it. And that's why everybody across the spectrum is starting to look at their infrastructure.
Is your plan to go to the oldest dams first?
Yes, sir.
Do an evaluation,
yes.
The newest.
That's exactly correct. We would institute this across the board. We've looked preliminarily at Cordova and also at Sterling Robertson's, and obviously since they were built later, they're not showing near the wear and tear as these are. Yes,
Mike, is this the first time we've done this for this dam? I mean, we had those problems in the 90s and 80s, or they were in the 80s and finished remediation in the 90 or 94. Was there a service study done then?
I don't believe there was, Terry.
The events triggered that, didn't it? The discovery of the dam moving triggered that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is nothing that we've done at our dams that's this comprehensive, I would say that.
When the dam was built, and you mark your order, said this, I'm sorry, what was the life expectancy then?
About 50 years.
About 50 years?
Yes.
But we're past that.
Way past it, yes. Part of the concern we had was with the ASR, the concrete, not necessarily the rebar. What you see when you see rebar rusting and so forth, it's gotten oxidized and it's caused the concrete to expand and it bust off. But if you have any kind of silica breakdown or carbonate breakdown of the concrete at that time, and our water that was being used was river water, and that therefore it has a brackish content, which could possibly cause us to have problems with the concrete stability. So that's where we started looking at concern. Mike looked at it from the aging standpoint, and Tech Services saw it from a question, is the concrete going to last? And if we have certain kinds of deterioration in the concrete, then really it's like a cancer. You can't really stop it. But if we don't have that, but we have superficial deterioration, which we think that's what the experts so far just verbally think that we have, then we're probably in a much better shape and we can do preventive maintenance to protect ourselves and to keep the dam in good operation. But like Phil said, it is going to take money. It's either you spend the money now or you're going to spend it later. And if you spend it now, you may be able to prevent yourself from having to build a new dam in the future.
It's always like your airplanes. You can't walk out on your wing and fix your engine.
This may be better building, we may be better off tearing it down and starting it.
Is there a ballpark to play this off on building new dam?
Using Allen's Creek, those examples, $200 million.
I think South Bend's what, $250 million?
Yeah, in the $200 to $300 million range.
$250 million.
The problem is, if we had to build a new dam, we get the same amount of volume approved. We've had, you know, going through the SysOps program, it's been a battle just to keep, get the volume that we're asking for. And if we lose a dam, can we get those same amount of volumes back, or we're going to be losing it to environmentalists and people downstream?
Is it possible to rebar inside, deeper inside the concrete is deteriorating like you see here?
You can go in and do some drilling and place rebar. We've done that on the powerhouse walls.
Right.
And then resurfaced it with new concrete, and it seems like it's holding up pretty well so far.
Okay, so if it hadn't been exposed, it's why I can still decent shape then?
Yes, sir.
If you can prove that there's no deterioration of the concrete itself,
yeah.
Not the rebar, the concrete. And listen to those guys, those four experts talk. It's like they're talking a foreign language. I mean, you just don't think of, and it's common sense doesn't somehow work. It's the chemistry of how all that gets in there and interacts, and how it changes over time with the age of the cement that causes a different chemical reaction than new cement.
What is the oldest dam? Is Hooper one of the oldest dams?
Hooper's built in 1929, I believe.
Yeah, during the
Revolution. Yes.
Yeah, have they done refurbishment and that sort of thing?
I'm not sure at Hoover Dam, that's right.
These people have been experienced in prior things of this nature, looking at dams?
Yes. And they're worldwide, too. It's not just dams here in the States.
This would give us a level of the work that they would recommend, and comes with recommending, telling what kind of price we're talking about to extend the life.
That's right. And I know Tech Services called, and I myself called some of the folks that have utilized their services, and they wouldn't give me a price at what they had to pay, but they said it was expensive, but they said it was worth bringing those folks back to do another job, and in fact, some of them had. So.
That's what I'm getting. We're not the pioneers in trying to do this service life extension. It's been done.
That's right.
Actually, the Bureau of Reclamations and the Corps of Engineers are looking at the same thing that we're looking at as far as this concrete deterioration.
And one of the gentlemen that's on that team is from the Bureau of Rec.
Are there any other structures similar in age that have had this study done? And if so, what kind of conclusion did they come to generally?
Yeah, Buchanan Dam was one of those structures, and actually Fries and Nichols was the firm that looked at Buchanan Dam. Right now what they're doing is they're going out, if you walk out to the dam, you'll see, I thought it was graffiti when I first came up to the dam. What it is they circled all the areas where they got cracks and spalls, and they'll go out and they'll chip that, and then they'll go in and make the repairs. So Buchanan is, they're in the process right now. They haven't let that contract for bid at this juncture, but they've gone in and had the folks come out and assess their dam, and that's exactly where we are at this point.
But there's not another structure that has completed the procedure that we can look to say, hey, this worst side, best side?
I guess it depends on what needs to be done. I don't know that at this juncture. I don't know if it's internal sulfate attack or if it's just, you know, one of the other listed items. So until I have more definition about what the problem might be, then I can't really determine how to correspond that with what somebody else has done. Yes, sir, I will. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 28, 2013 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter and execute a contract with Fries and Nichols, Inc. to provide engineering services and performance of a comprehensive concrete assessment and service life extension of Moore Shepherd Dam in an amount not to exceed fiscal year 2013 budget of $750,000.
Third reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt? Second. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Byer?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Boyland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
He's not here.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.